you might wear around your wrist is a...
Bracelet.
All right, and something a man would, might wear instead of a belt to keep his trousers up.
Suspenders, or gels.
Okay, that's good, yeah. And something that you might use on a rainy day, you have to open up.
Parasol or umbrella.
Now, are those the same things, or are they different?
Well, an umbrella, I think, is larger, and the smaller ones are parasols. Okay. I think I'm right on that.
Yeah, that's a good distinction. Now, something you put over a bed to, you cover up the, you put over the sheets and over the blankets.
Bedspread or counterpane that you stick.
Okay, yeah, now that's the same thing, right?
Yes, it's the same
thing. And then, something, the thing you rest your head on, that's a...
Headrest?
Or a...
Cushion?
In bed, you know. It,
bed,
Oh, you might have two on a bed, on a double bed, you'd have two.
Oh, pillows?
Sure, yeah. Now, a big one, if you had a long one that went...
Bolsters.
Yeah, that's right. And if you say that didn't go part way for us, that went...
You mean it didn't go the full length?
If it did, you'd say it didn't go part way across. It went... This is the word your daughter-in-law was talking about before. Would you be apt to use that?
Plum?
Yeah.
Plum?
Plum across?
Plum across, or... It's not long enough, or...
Uh-huh. Okay, but if it was, it would go plum across.
Yes, it'd go all the way.
Okay, or all the way across. Now, would you be likely to use that plum across? Is that in that?
Well, I don't hear that word used too much. I think that the majority would say it's not large enough for the bed, mm-hmm, or something like that.
And that women make, I would say a washable one, that you tie, maybe tie it together, like a blanket. Women make these?
It's used on the bed?
Yeah.
Quilts?
Yeah. Now, is a quilt the same thing as a comfort or a comforter or a puff? Or, you mean, you know the term comfort? Or is,
well, a comfort is... thicker.
But a quilt.
Quilts are made much thinner, and they are quilted. Well, some comforters are quilted too, but the most of them are, especially if they're made in the home, they're tacked.
I see, tacked or tied, you mean, rather than sewn, I see. So you make a distinction there between a comfort and a... And
yes,
a, and
they're lighter in weight.
I see. Now, a bed made up flat on the floor, what would that be called?
Well, they used to call them pallets.
Okay. And a land that is very rich and productive, you'd say that's very...
Rich.
Or would you ever...
Fertile.
All right. And low-lying land along a stream that might flood in the spring and then be plowed later.
Well, you call that bottom or low-lying.
Okay. And then low-lying grassland.
That would be grazing, I guess.
Yeah. Would you ever call it a meadow?
Yes. 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 Keep on.
Would you be more likely to call it a meadow or a swale or a bayou or a marshland? Which of those is more?
Well, I'd say meadow.
Okay. And then... water, or land that has water standing in it all the time.
Flooded?
Yeah, but it's always that way, you know, and it has
marshy.
Yeah. Now, would you use that probably more than swamp?